This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hi, Robert Reese here. Welcome to the CEO Show. Each week, we interview the top CEOs in America so you can learn directly about success in business. To hear any one of our 750 past CEO interviews, just go to CEOshow.com.
Hello, America. This is Robert Reese, and we're here on the CEO Show with Melissa Reif. How are you, Melissa?
I am very well, Robert. Nice to be talking with you.
And Melissa is the CEO of The Container Store. So, Melissa, The Container Store, I think, has won the award or the validation of being 100 best companies to work for in America 19 straight years, I think, more than anyone, and you've certainly been in the top 10 more than anyone. Talk about what your model is and how that translates into being this great company to work for.
Well, Robert, I think it really begins with just recognizing that people are the most important thing, specifically our employees. And we always want to treat them with respect and kindness and a work environment, provide a work environment for them that they're excited about getting up and coming to work, that it's a secure place, it's a safe place. They are free to speak up and speak to anyone at any time about anything. We create a culture of it's okay to make a mistake. You know, just pick yourself up by your bootstraps and try again. I think particularly in this retail environment, it's very important in this, you know, rapidly changing world and rapidly changing retail environment that we encourage our employees to do that, to spread their wings. It's okay, as I said, to make a mistake as long as you learn from it. I mean, that's the most important thing. And I think our employees, you know, they really appreciate that. They embrace that. We work a lot of hours, and they want to be part of a company and a culture that really wants everybody to be successful. Everybody's got everybody's back. But it's not easy to create that culture. You've got to be aware of it. It's got to be top of mind. You've got to choose to treat each other with kindness and respect. But I think that and many other reasons are why we have been on Fortune's list for 19 consecutive years. And we are proud of that, and it helps us in many ways.
Tell me a unique practice you have in building the culture that maybe other people don't use. And we have 600,000 CEOs and entrepreneurs listening in, and they all want to hear of great new ideas. So what's an example of one that you do?
Well, I think it really does begin with our foundation principles that were created back in 1978 when the company was originated. And they're not seven principles that, you know, are on a plaque sitting down in our atrium or in the break room of every store. They're seven principles that we live by, that we live and breathe every single day. And one of them is particularly unique and special to me, which is communication is leadership. And I had the real privilege and the honor of that being kind of inducted several years ago as our seventh foundation principle. And what that really means, again, is creating an environment of transparency and security and encourage our customers to really think about practicing that consistent and reliable and effective and thoughtful and predictable. And predictable means you can count on somebody to respond when you have a question and to communicate, and courteous communication and compassionate communication. And that's not easy to do every single day. It's exhausting. And at the end of the day, you're tired of talking. But it really keeps everyone informed. It keeps everyone understanding our goals and our objectives and where we're heading, what their marching orders are, how they can contribute, and how they can be accountable. And to me, you know, I think the word accountability seems to be overused, but not in our company, because accountability,
I want to interrupt you on that word accountability. Give me, what was one time when someone did something and you said, boy, they were really accountable, they were living that principle, I didn't expect that?
Oh, wow, it happens every single day, and I'm not being tried about that, Robert. I mean, we've got a company leadership team of 19 people that are committed to developing their team and to communicating everything that they possibly can. from our company leadership team meetings. And following those meetings that we have usually once every 3 weeks, they go back and communicate to their team and hold a meeting. I have an executive leadership team meeting every single Monday. They go back and communicate the points from that meeting to their team. I have a what's called a quarterly coffee chat with our entire company. It's Melissa's coffee chat, and that's every quarter where all of our stores Skype in and they ask questions and I answer any and everything. Nothing's off the table. And I'm accountable. There's a perfect example. I'm accountable for that. I feel a tremendous responsibility to all of our stakeholders, not just our employees, but our vendors and our certainly our customers, our communities, and, yes, our shareholders. And that accountability, I believe, you know, permeates throughout our entire organization. But we talk about it a lot. We live and breathe it. And that has to do with communication as leadership and caring enough to follow up with people and hold them accountable and get into the details. You know, that's a real fine line for a leader I've learned, particularly now in the CEO role, because prior to this, I was president and COO for many years, and I have always loved and had, I think, the capacity to be very strategic, but to also get into the details appropriately. And as CEO, that has been a little bit of a challenge trying to navigate that. Because, you know, there are more demands on your time. There's more responsibility, more accountability.
How do you do that without, the fine line of not micromanaging, but jumping in episodically into details?
Yeah, I think it has to do with judgment. And I think if you ask my leadership team, they would tell you that, yes, I do ask a lot of questions. And I do so, though, in a very, I think, very positive way, a very...
Do you ask those more one-on-one with people or in a group? What's your style that works?
It's both. Because we have an environment, or we certainly try to always have an environment of security and again, safety, so that people don't, you know, they embrace the transparency, and it's okay. We're not pointing fingers. We're trying to all just be successful for all stakeholders. So I ask questions in a group. I ask questions one-on-one. I actually, this last 3 months, I have been speaking one-on-one with every single employee in our technology department, for example, to try to listen and learn, because technology, if you talk about rapidly changing, it's crazy, and we have to stay ahead of that as best as we possibly can, along with everything else.
Let's go into that. Technology, in retail, what role is technology playing right now in retail? What are you doing so you could be ahead of the curve?
Yeah, I think technology is playing a role, obviously, in all industries, and particularly for the retail industry, whether it's, you know, AI, artificial intelligence has been around forever, but it is becoming more and more ingrained in our day-to-day. For us, we are trying to definitely and have been leveraging more digital marketing in everything we're doing versus traditional marketing, and that is certainly working. We are trying to create a customer experience that is obviously exceptional on every way, but makes it convenient for the customer to shop when he or she wants to and however she wants to. We're trying to compete with, you know, Amazon and all the immediate delivery of their goods. We just recently redesigned our flagship North Park Dallas store, took us about a year. We started this a year ago, March, and we've put in that store 18 screens that show content, that some of them are interactive for the customer, that talk about solutions, talk about how we can help them accomplish their projects. We also put in that store what we call the Organization Studio, which is something brand new for us that we're testing and learning. And that means that a customer can go online and schedule an appointment. And online, prior to coming in the store for the appointment, they can talk about what project they're working on. They can send pictures back and forth to our designer. And we work with them. And that way, then when they come in the store, we can say, hey, here's your solution. Here's several options for the solution for your kids' room or your pantry or whatever the, you know, the storage space that they're trying to maximize and make the most of their home. So I think technology, it's a biggie. I think every retailer and every industry continues to know the importance of it, and we're certainly right there with them.
You've 1 minute before break. What is the biggest technology that you think will change retail over the next decade?
Well, I do. As I said, I think artificial intelligence is huge. I think I think as it relates to the customer, the user experience, I know I'm very proud of the fact that we're doing more and more of that, whether it's with our website or whatever, really digging into the user experience, what they want, what they need. I also have been reading a lot about this whole human-to-computer voice, and I'm not sure where that's going to take us, but that seems to be something that you know, is going to be the future for sure, and I've been reading more and more about that. You know, chat box is a form of AI. I honestly, we're just trying to really navigate and stay on top of it, and I think it's going to continue to certainly evolve.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking with Melissa Reif, the CEO of the Container Store. When we come back, we're going to talk more about this user experience, the customer experience, and how they understand what people are really looking for. Back in a few.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Age-related macular degeneration is the leading cause of blindness in people over 55, but with treatment it can be slowed down, stopped, and in some cases reversed. Make sure you see your grandchildren grow. Protect your vision by requesting information about diagnosing and treating AMD. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information, or again, call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, this is Robert Rees on the CEO Show, and we are back with Melissa Reif, who is the CEO of the Container Store. So before we talk about the customer experience and the user experience, just give a snapshot. I know you've about 92 stores. Of, from your perspective as CEO, what is the brand, the Container Store, about?
I think the best way to answer that question, Robert, is to share, you know, our vision and our purpose. And we want to be a beloved brand and provide our customers with all of their storage and organization solutions and services. And, you know, our purpose is to help our customers accomplish their projects, make the most of their space, and make the most of their home. And by doing that, I passionately believe that it will simplify their life. I think it will improve the quality of their life and save them time. And we continue to be, you know, starved for time. That is why convenience in the retail world is so important. And with our redesign of our North Park flagship store, we have made it easier through our visual presentations, the layout of the store, the technology that we're offering. We've made it easier for them to shop and accomplish their projects. And we're getting positive feedback on that.
Okay, well, congratulations, and I know when I shop there, I always love it. It's almost like being at Disney in a way. I want to ask you, is everyone there organized? You have 5,000 people. Do you hire people who are not just naturally nice and naturally organized?
You know, when we always just look for great, great people that, yes, have a passion for retail, a passion for people, a passion for service, that really want to connect with the customer. And I'm glad to hear you say that it's kind of like Disney in our store. I hope so, because, you know, customer service is, I feel, in many retail environments, you don't get a lot of it. You don't feel that connection with whoever is helping you. And we want and always want to be able to capitalize on that differentiator, one of many differentiators we have. But I do feel hiring great people, training them well, paying them well, creating a store environment that's fun, happy, Disney-like, air of excitement, which is one of our foundation principles, all of that is important. And then you add to it convenience. A lot of our customers now, sometimes they want to get in and out. They want to come in and say, hey, I want that project solved. I want that presentation, that display, and we can do that for them fast, too. Or if they want to spend more time and talk about several different closet spaces that they want to design, we can do that, too. We've just got to have the right people, the great people that are happy to be there and happy to help our customers.
So when you're hiring people, I know you do more training by far, like 400 times what the industry averages, even way mm-hmm. more than that. But how mm-hmm. do you, when you're interviewing people, how do you know that someone is going to be a great person who connects with customers? Are there questions you ask? Do you look in their eyes? What's the secret to that?
It's all of the above, and it goes back to really judgment. And to me, it goes back to being thorough. I mean, we've got a bit of a reputation, I know, for, oh, my gosh, since the Container Store hires less than, I don't know what it is, 3 or 4 or 5% of their applicants, they really put you through the grind with the interviews. And I always tell people, you know, it's not about that at all. It's about making and caring about the individual. This is their life. This is their career. I cannot interview one person and feel like I have enough information to make the right decision. So I always call it, I don't like to call it an interview. I like to call it a visit, because they're learning about us. It's my responsibility to share as much as I can about our company so that they make a good decision as well. And so I always feel like at least, you know, have three or four or five or six people talk with this person, if possible. We can't do that probably for every single position, but we certainly try to get more than just one person making a decision on whether this is the right person. And we make it very interactive. We ask very poignant questions. We try to make it as relaxed and comfortable for the candidate as we can be. This is not for everybody, you know, and that's fine.
What's a pointed question? What's a pointed question? What's an example of one? Like a tough question you'd ask someone.
It's everything from, you know, what do you like to do for fun? What are you passionate about? How would you handle this specific situation with a customer that maybe comes into the store and is returning a product and unhappy with it? How would you handle that? How would you react? And then again, if it's a position in our distribution center, those questions are obviously different. If it's a candidate for an office position, then those questions are different. But the point is, and you know, we've all seen kind of the standard quote interview questions, and we use some of those as well. But we also use our intuition and our judgment, Johnny, on the spot. And 9 times out of 10, you know, you can tell we don't bat 1,000 with personnel. Nobody does. But I think our tenure, you know, speaks to our good decisions and pretty good judgment, in the past.
Okay, let's shift back over to the customer experience, the user experience. So how do you find out what customers are really wanting today? And in a fast-changing digital world with augmented reality, virtual reality, how do you find out what customers will want tomorrow so you could plan ahead?
Yeah. You know, Robert, when I accepted this role a little over 2 years ago, one of the first decisions that I and our team made was to partner with a third party and to really do deep customer insights work. You know, for many, 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 many years, as I said, we turned 40 this past July, we always knew what our customer wanted, or we certainly thought so. Now, we did a lot of research, we listened a lot, but we really didn't do a deep dive consumer insight project work, and we did that. And we listened, and we dug, and we asked a lot of questions, and we learned a lot. And so now we have in place how we're going to utilize that project work, utilize that information. I've hired some new talent to our team in the areas of strategy and analytics. We have an incredible database. We're using our data much, 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 much more. But retail is about, you know, it's about data and art combined. I also, we added a new talent in our merchandising and planning area that is really bringing a lot to what the customer experience is like, what she wants, how she wants it, what our website should be. You know, we have a thriving online business. It's about 15% of our revenue. So it's not like some other retailers where it's 40%. Because, you know, we sell solutions. We help our customers accomplish projects. And we do design closets online, but we obviously prefer them, you know, to come in our store. But we want to make every user experience take the information that we've learned, continue to build on it. And we do that through employee surveys and all this work that we did with the third party that really, really helps us.
Okay. Give me one sentence on what the future of the Container Store will be.
We will continue to dominate the category of storage and organization that was created back in 1978, helping our customers accomplish their projects, maximize their space, and make the most of their home.
And there you go. It all comes back to the home. Great having you on the CEO show. And I do want to say, you said the sentence that retail is about data and art combined, and everyone think about that. A pleasure having you on the CEO show, Melissa.
Robert, thank you so much. Appreciate your interest.
The United United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly, as you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product, and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with General Petraeus. How are you, General?
Couldn't be better, Robert. Thanks.
Let's start talking about right now your role is the chairman of KKR Global Institute. What does that mean, and what do you do?
Well, think of it as perhaps being the CIA director, but for a financial firm instead of for the national security team. What we're trying to do, all of us together, the components of the institute, which are a geopolitical risk team, macroeconomic analysis team, and environmental social governance issues analysis team, is to help KKR be the wisest investors we can be. So we report to each of the different investment committees of a firm that now manages about $170 billion around the world. Then to help the portfolio companies, the companies in which we have invested, again, around the world, and then also to help our investors, those who have provided the money that we are managing, so that they can understand the world in which we're all trying to invest together.
And you obviously have a deep geopolitical background in the military, as well as being director of the CIA. What pockets do you see globally that CEOs should really be concerned about? And they should say, let me put some extra thought into that area.
Well, there are lots of concerns out there, obviously. There's an enormous number of threats in a macro sense. And, of course, when you have a conversation like this, you have to aggregate all of that. But at the end of the day, every investment is micro. You certainly want to understand the macro circumstances in any country, any sector, any industry. But at the end of the day, it comes down to a specific company in which you are considering investing. Now, in some cases, frankly, there are countries where you just are not going to invest. The macro conditions are just too challenging. Obviously, North Korea, Russia, a number of other countries out there where you just don't have sufficient rule of law. You don't have confidence that you could invest in that country, and if things don't work out perfectly, that you wouldn't have recourse to the kinds of process that we would have elsewhere in the world where we're investing. We have concerns, needless to say, about a number of the countries in Africa, although we did do the biggest private equity deal several years ago in the largest cut rose grower in the world in Ethiopia. And there are certainly concerns in certain Latin American countries as well. On the other hand, we're very bullish about Japan. There's been a lot of carve-outs there that we've been able to do about Southeast Asia. We're very heavily invested in China. We see Europe through a very positive lens right now, although obviously you have to differentiate between the countries that make up Europe. And then, needless to say, the United States, North America, where we've always done the bulk of our investing, even as we've expanded dramatically around the rest of the world, and now also well beyond traditional private equity into real assets, real estate, energy infrastructure, and increasingly credit capital markets.
When you look at the CEO community who is listening to this, they're probably investing both their pension funds, but also they could be investing personally. What are some of the things that they should be looking for, as you mentioned, in a company? Because it's not only the global sense, but as well, they're really buying into a company for the most part.
Well, I think what you're always doing, whether you're investing in a startup, and I'm actually a personal venture capitalist with over a dozen personal investments, or if you're investing in a very large firm, you're basically analyzing two factors most significantly. The first is, what is the big idea? You know, what does the firm actually do? Does it make sense? And then, of course, are they executing? And then the other is the leadership. This is particularly pronounced, again, with early stage investments, but the same is true even as these companies get larger and larger and get to the stage that a KKR would be interested in investing. What we're always looking for, of course, is what are the opportunities to not just provide capital to a country, but also to provide the expertise that we can bring, again, through the elements of the KKR Global Institute, through the KKR Capstone, which is essentially an internal group in some 65 or so former senior executives and everything from logistics to marketing to HR to IT, you name it, there is expertise there. And even now in a chief technology officer and his team, trying to see what are the disruptors that are going to perhaps change the context in which a particular firm is operating, and what is it we should be interested in down the road? What sectors and what specific firms, if we can get that specific should we be investing in? And but, of course, these are always, I think, the considerations that investors are examining. And, again, what we've tried to do is be not just a provider of financial resources and expertise, especially now with the increase in credit and capital markets activity, but also how can we help them with specific expertise, to, obviously, to increase revenue and to reduce costs.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, where we speak with the CEOs who've reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with General David Petraeus, who is the chairman of KKR's Global Institute. And we're talking right now about investing from a CEO perspective. You mentioned something earlier that was of great interest, which is leadership. When you focus, it's not just the company, but a great deal on leadership. Now, you've had your share of involvement with leadership. What do you look for in a company from a leader?
Well, I think what any strategic leader has to do is four tasks well. And this is whether you're leading the surge in Iraq, leading an effort to overhaul how the Army prepares its forces and leaders for deployment to Iraq and Afghanistan, or in a private sector firm. The strategic leadership has to get the big ideas right, has to communicate them effectively through the breadth and depth of the organization so they all understand his or her intent. They have to oversee the implementation of the big ideas, and then most importantly, because it's often overlooked, is have a formal process for examining what needs to be learned and then how to change the big ideas, refine them, leave some by the side of the road, pick up some new ones. This is as applicable in the private sector as it is certainly in the military or the intelligence community or any large government organization as well. You can look at it with Netflix, and Reed Hastings is someone for whom I have enormous admiration. We've discussed this. He has all these steps, these tasks, including a formal examination of what is it they need to learn and what do they need to do to change the big ideas. How do they need to overhaul them? If you think about it, the big idea number one is we're going to mail CDs to customers rather than have brick and mortar in which they're rented. And that was the big idea, communicated it, oversaw it, lots of subtasks and all of this, like how do you spend your time, what are the metrics, all the rest of that. And then came down here and said, you know, we did pretty well. A couple of years into the implementation of this, Blockbuster's out of business, but now others are mailing CDs. What do we do next? And so the new big idea is downloading speeds have been increased sufficiently that we can have people actually download content to their computers or other devices. New big idea, communicate it, oversee the execution, and then formally sit down and say, well, that's been fantastic. We're growing even more. Now what do we do, though, because others are encroaching on that space? So now the big idea is creating original content, $100 million on House of Cards alone, many other very successful shows in that regard, and, of course, communicate it, oversee it, get down to the bottom, and then what? They say, well, now we're going to go into Blockbuster movie making. And, of course, they've hired away some very, very significant producers and developers of this kind of again, Blockbuster movies. And this is going to be a significant new step, and it's already well underway. And I'm interested to see what will be next. Is it virtual reality? What is it? But, again, Reed Hastings, I think, epitomizes those who really focused effort to develop new big ideas, to communicate them very effectively, to oversee the implementation with a very formal battle rhythm and metrics and all the rest of this, and then to sit down once again formally and determine how you need to change the big ideas and do it all over again and again. And again, that is true whether you're executing the surge in Iraq, overseeing that, or if it is in the private sector. If you think of the surge in Iraq, the surge that mattered most actually was not the additional 25 or more thousand troops in the U.S. side, which took us to maybe 165,000. That wouldn't have predicted that you'd drive violence down by some 80 or 85%, which is what ultimately happened over the course of 18 months. The surge that mattered was the surge of ideas, big ideas, the overall strategic concepts, every one of which was 180 degrees different from what we were doing the year prior to commencing the surge, when we'd been consolidating on big bases, getting out of the Iraqi neighborhoods, accelerating the handoff to Iraqi forces, and a whole variety of other steps. And we determined that the only way to secure the people people was to go back into the neighborhoods and to take back control in many respects from Iraqi forces that had proven unable to deal with the escalating level of violence following the tragic bombing of a Shia mosque in a Sunni area back in February of 2006, with the surge, of course, starting about a year later. So again, doesn't matter where you are, government, private sector, startup, you always have to get the big ideas right fundamentally. And for what it's worth, that generally has been a process that I think has to be conducted very openly, very transparently. You need to invite everyone into the tent and then move on from there.
And on that note, we're about to take a commercial break. We're with General Petraeus. When we come back, we're going to talk more about leadership philosophy for CEOs. Back in a few.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Forum, and we're here today with General Petraeus, and we've been talking about the four steps for leaders, and the first is the big idea. You mentioned, on the fourth step, you mentioned about the process. Just walk through what a CEO has to go through to get that process correct.
Well, what you're trying to do is to facilitate the flow of good ideas from throughout the organization and from outside it, too. You want input from wherever you can get it. But there has to be some degree of formality to this. There has to be a meeting at which this all culminates with a report to you as the leader, the commander, the CEO. In Iraq, as an example, once a month I gave 1 hour to all the heads of the different lessons learned teams that were in Iraq. We had Army teams, Marine teams, Special Operations teams, Counterinsurgency Center teams, you name it. We had a whole number of these. And certainly they're always, you know, you can change the big ideas at any time, but we wanted to force a process by which they've bubbled up their input, overseen by the chief of staff, a two-star Marine general, and then it eventually was laid out for me. And at the end of that, we'd make some decisions. We need to tweak how we're doing this particular task, or we need to stop doing that task and pick up something new, revise what the guidance is, the counterinsurgency guidance, whatever, keeping in mind the lesson is not learned when it's identified. It's only learned when it's actually been put into your campaign plan, your policies, your practices, your SOPs, and then actually implemented. But again, having an action-forcing mechanism that actually does force this process at some periodic interval to come to you is a very good idea. And by the way, then we would share this back with, as we called it, the big army in the United States, which is what I've just come from as a three-star, where we overhauled the counterinsurgency doctrine, created a new field manual, and a whole host of other changes to prepare how units and leaders were prepared during the so-called road to deployment, about a year-long process to come back, in many cases, to Iraq or to Afghanistan.
So let's look at the concept of leadership philosophy and what advice you have to CEOs. You obviously, well, your doctorate from Princeton, and more importantly, you ran the theaters of Afghanistan, of Iraq, and then you were the CIA director. What codifies David Petraeus's leadership philosophy, and what can CEOs learn from that?
Well, I actually outlined a leadership book after leaving government when I was sorting out what I was going to do next. And the working title was Relentless, Leadership Lessons Learned, Some the Hard Way. And it was really a an attempt to sit down and capture a lot of ideas that I'd had inside my head, occasionally had put them down in writing or in a briefing, and then to reflect a bit on those. It did certainly encapsulate the four tasks of a strategic leader that I've just described, and then it encapsulated a whole bunch of techniques, and as we termed it in the military, tactics, techniques, and procedures. These are the ways that you actually carry out these tasks. What's the nature of your leadership? It recognizes, for example, that your leadership style shouldn't generally be something that is just fixed all the time. Rather, it should be a style that tries to bring out the best in each of your direct reports individually, and then the best in the organization collectively. Needless to say, I learned during my career that what works as a romping, stomping, you know, airborne rifle platoon leader as a lieutenant fresh out of Ranger school is very, very different from what works as the commander of a multilateral coalition or of the treasure that is really the CIA. So, again, trying to distill some of these ideas was what I was after. The idea of affirmative leadership as well, which is leadership that I can give you a contrast between non-affirmative leadership or almost negative leadership, which is where I say, Robert, you better have that darn report on my desk by Monday at noon or I'm going to have a piece of your backside. You know, how inspirational is that? It's basically a threat as opposed to, hey, Robert, I just cannot wait to see that report on Monday at noon. People have been telling me that you've come up with some really good ideas. I may be so excited I can't sleep on Sunday night. You've actually conveyed the same message, which is have that report done, but I'm really expecting something good. It's based on an assumption, which I think generally is true, that most people really want to be all that they can be, to recall an Army recruiting slogan. They really do want to do their best. And I think it's wise, until they prove otherwise, to indeed act that way towards people. For example, how you do some of the toughest tasks of a leader, which is sometimes to fire someone. Are you someone who takes joy in saying, you know, you're fired out of here? Or perhaps do you acknowledge that this is an individual and perhaps letting him or her depart with some degree of self-respect and so forth intact might be better, both from sort of a human perspective, but also, frankly, from a practical perspective. You're going to get a lot less lawsuits and probably fewer complaints to whatever personnel offices out there could be used to retaliate or to take action. But again, it really comes down, I think, to an assumption about people. And I generally believe that people do want to do the best they can. They try their heart out. They will not always measure up. A lot of people don't realize I really did replace a lot of folks in these battlefield assignments, six straight commands, in fact, to culminate my career in uniform, five of which were in combat.
You've about 1 minute left. Any final advice to CEOs who want to invest around the world?
Well, look, I think, again, you've got to really understand in rigorous detail the circumstances on the ground, which is always the case, whether you're conducting military operations, invading a country, or making a first-time investment in a region or a country or an industry. And it all comes down to that kind of granular understanding. And at the end of the day, it comes down to judgment. You know, when people ask me, what did I most look for in, say, a leader directly under me, say, at the three-star level in Iraq or Afghanistan. I think they thought I might say, oh, it's somebody who's really hardworking or enormous this or that or fit and stamina and everything else. Not really. It was like to have all those again. And by the way, to get to that level to begin with, those probably are all present. But I was most looking for was someone with the kind of judgment that you needed. And it's judgment who, after sifting through all of the facts and evidence and circumstances you can gather, has that knack to figure out, you know, this is an investment we should or should not make, whether it's in an operation, an offensive, or some other activity on a battlefield, or, of course, with an investment in a firm somewhere around the world.
So what we've heard is there are clear similarities between military theater and investing, and we've also heard, and CEOs think about this, affirmative leadership. General Petraeus, a pleasure having you on the CEO Forum.
Pleasure is mine, Robert. Thank you.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.